Attention listeners, the opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and do not represent Spirit Live or TMU. Thank you for listening and enjoy the episode.
Attention sports fans, you're tuned in to Over the PA, where we'll bring the heat on the latest sports drama, controversies, and jaw-dropping moments of the week.
All shots taken and no topics off limits. This is your weekly dose of hot takes and sports debates.
So buckle up, it's game time with Prima
and Alex,
your favorite dynamic duo breaking it all down.
Attention listeners, the following program contains bold opinions, heated debates, and unfiltered sports drama. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey guys, welcome back to season 2 of Over the PA. Did you miss us?
Because we missed you!
We have a very exciting episode planned and season for you, and I can't wait to get into today's topic. So, Prima, do you want to just take it away?
Yeah, so Alex and I were debating, like, what are we going to talk about? We have to start off this year and this season with a bang.
Yep.
Because we ended with a bang, if you don't remember.
Oh, the best episode.
Yeah, that was such a good episode. We had so much fun recording that. So I was like, Super Bowl talk, like, that would be so much fun, but there's something even better than the Super Bowl, in my opinion. What I would call my Super Bowl was the Four Nations face-off.
Now, I know you're thinking, guys, oh my god, that's literally so boring, hockey, PU. But that's okay, because we're going to make it cute and fun.
Alex, what do you mean by that?
Because
first off, hockey is so much fun. It's fast, there's fights, which I will talk about.
Okay.
Like, there's a lot of things involved. You just have to be in it.
Don't worry, guys. I'll talk about the actual Super Bowl.
Yeah, after. Alex will talk about more of the drama, and I will try my best to not get too technical about the Four Nations.
If you do, I'm going to give you a timeout.
I'm just so passionate about it. Okay.
You're going in the penalty box if you start to get too cray.
Okay. You know what? Anytime, just reel me back in. Reel me back into reality every time I do it. Okay. So I want to start. There's so many things I could touch on.
Okay.
So maybe we'll kind of just go game by game. Quick little, just a little bit. Just a little, Canada, though.
You have 30 seconds.
Little, yeah.
30 seconds.
Just a little recap. Okay. So the things to note about Canada versus Sweden in the first game was my favorite player of all time being Sidney Crosby, also known as Sid the Kid.
Yeah, period.
Passed the puck in overtime to
Mitch Marner.
I saw that.
Now,
if y'all don't know why I'm so excited, like I said, Sidney Crosby, my favorite player. My second favorite player is Mitch Marner.
Really?
Yes.
Is it because you think he's hot?
No.
He's not.
No.
Yeah.
No, I just love the way he plays, and his imagination is, like, insane. Anyways,
okay, Marner.
That was the Sweden game, and it was also super fast. Every game that was played in this tournament was, like,
Soup's intense.
It was a game seven, because it's best on best. The best players in the world are playing against the best players in the world.
Word.
I was so excited. Okay, then we go off to Canada versus USA.
Okay.
Alex, you're going to love
this. Wait,
which
one? The first one or the last one?
First one.
Okay.
The first 10 seconds of the game,
there was
two
a fight.
Fights.
Yeah.
You have Matthew Tkachuk versus Brendan Hagel.
Okay.
Brady Tkachuk versus Sam Bennett.
First of all.
And JT Miller, which is the third one that happened like just a little bit after, like 2 seconds after. JT Miller against Parenko. Great fights.
Yeah.
There's drama about that.
Okay.
So I'll let you. You were going to say something.
I was just going to say the ugliest brothers to ever exist.
Yeah. It's giving Step Brothers. There's this meme online.
They are so ugly.
It's hilarious.
That was literally my only input, was that they're just ugly.
Love that. Great. Great input.
Thank you.
Okay. So basically, leading up to the fight, oh my gosh, to the game.
I mean, and the fight.
Excuse me. They had a group chat going.
Who did?
The U.S. players.
Okay, period.
Which obviously each team has a group chat, but there was a separate one that apparently the Tkachuks were talking about in like an interview and all this, that they were gonna fight Canada.
They planned it?
Yes, but here's the thing. Before the tournament happened, Matthew Tkachuk went to Brendan Hagel, who plays for Tampa Bay Lightning, and said, hey, I'm going to fight you during this. And Brendan Hagel says, okay, I'm not going to back down.
Period.
But to give you even more drama, Matthew Tkachuk and the Tkachuk brothers, they're like on the bigger side. They're tougher.
Yeah, they're
right?
disgusting.
Brendan Hagel, I would relate him to like a Mitch Marner size.
Humble.
For the audience who don't know. Kind of skinny. When I tell you, like, he's a Tampa Bay player. Obviously, I'm a Leafs fan. I don't like him.
Guess what? Hell of a fight.
Hell of respect for him. Yep. I have so much respect for him. That was a sick fight. And then, obviously, Brady Tkachuk and Sam Bennett. Sam Bennett's a tough customer, but Brady Tkachuk kind of took that one. And then Parenko, I think, in my opinion, absolutely destroyed JT Miller, and I can't stand JT Miller, so thank God.
Period.
But, yeah, I definitely thought the Hagel and Matthew Tkachuk fight was definitely the most interesting because it was, like, back and forth.
Were the fights giving, like, conspiracy, like, the U.S. were trying to, like...
So, yes, the reason for the U.S. fights was because Canada is notorious for being best in the first period because of how fast they are.
Yeah.
They're the fastest team and the most skilled team. They come in hot in the first period, and then they kind of die down. So their literally game plan was to slow us down, and it was effective, I will say.
Well, they did win that game.
Yeah, they did win that game.
Yeah.
But the last one they didn't, which I'll get into.
Okay.
But then it was Canada-Finland. Not much to talk about there.
Kind of boring.
Canada was winning like 4-1, 4-0 or something. And then the last 5 minutes of the third,
they
just got back-to-back-to-back goals from Finland. They by the way, I will say, I know I'm talking a lot about Canada-US. Sweden and Finland have phenomenal teams, phenomenal players. A lot of injuries as well, especially on
Nylander?
Finland's back end.
Nylander's on Sweden, right?
Yeah, Nylander's on Sweden. Yep. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Barkov on Finland. Fantastic players, fantastic teams. Could have gone any way, by the way.
I knew this is how it would end.
Yes. But obviously, it had to be Canada-US in Boston. Brad Marchand's...
The drama.
Brad Marchand's home Boston, TD Gardens. And we did it.
I'm interrupting you. I'm sorry. Brad Marchand, I know that people notoriously don't like him, especially Leafs fans. Yes. But I've been seeing a lot of clips on TikTok being like, why is he giving funny and personality
No, he's always given that, though. That's the thing.
But we just don't like
him
because...
He's just a menace.
Yeah. But to be fair, that's valid.
We need a character guy.
Yeah.
We always need a character guy.
Someone has to be the villain.
Getting into the final. Oh, my God. So many
the
emotions.
The drama.
Because
I know.
Also, think about it. Trump, the tariffs.
Yeah.
Like, against Canada?
It's been a thing, yeah.
So happy that we won. Okay, yes, on a pass. The final was a pass from Marner to McDavid.
Can you believe?
I mean, they're, like, rivals.
Can I say that this is, like, almost foreshadowing, like, the next generation of GOATs, though? Because Sidney Crosby was kind of giving hero at the beginning of the Four Nations face-off.
He's always a hero.
But then at the end... We saw Connor McDavid being
McDavid
kind of the
terrible
guy.
The entire game.
Except for the end, which is what matters. Because guess what? People are only going to remember that.
John Cooper called it. You're absolutely right. But John Cooper called it. They're on the bench, and it was in overtime, obviously. And he goes, some guy just needs to make the selfish play. Marner,
yeah,
McDavid,
I saw that.
Go!
And he literally name dropped them, and they did it.
And they did it. I was so proud of Mitch.
Because imagine, like, you just don't do that. You just don't perform. Like, that's on you. Like, everyone's going to be shitting on you.
I will say, early in the tournament, the chemistry between the lines of Canada was not good.
Well,
and later in Finland, the Finland game, and then obviously in the final, we had great chemistry. The lines were changed. Also helped Matthew Tkachuk being injured. Charlie McAvoy being injured for the U.S. We also had a few injuries on our side as well.
Because everyone just fighting dirty. They were coming out to play.
This is another thing. A huge drama that's happened after the tournament as well. PK Subban.
Oh,
was
I did
huge,
see this.
He brought it up on the with Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah.
Talking about NBA basketball. Mm-hmm. I mean, those guys make double, triple the NHL does.
Yeah.
And they, you know, will have, pardon my French, but half-ass their NBA All-Star games. Because the Four Nations face-off was in lieu of their All-Star games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And these guys were going out injured, heavy-hitting. Austin Matthews has not been 100% for the Leafs. He played the entire tournament. He did miss one game for the U.S., but it wasn't important. Like, stuff like that. These guys are battling out their injuries just to play for their country. And there's just so much pride and so much effort and so much determination. And you just love to see it. And it just definitely brought so much light to the NHL. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people are going to watch it even more now than they did before.
Well, the NBA All-Star game is also just for show now. Like, it's very social media heavy. Mm-hmm. It's very just, like, kind of... Like, they have, like... What's his name? The LeVar Ball's son. The one who raps now. I'm a swerve. They have him perform. Oh, okay. It's like a joke. Yeah. First of all, LeVar Ball, did you see he got his foot amputated?
No.
Yeah, so off topic. He literally had, like, an illness or something, and he posted. He got his whole foot amputated. Yeah,
that's
I know. That's completely off topic, but, like, I literally just thought of that. Like, that's insane.
That's crazy.
Anyways, my point is that the NBA All-Star game is all just for show now. Like, the dunking competition, jumping over a car, like, what are you doing? Like, you're not taking the sport seriously anymore. Like, it's kind of just, like, a joke. Like, I don't know. That's just my opinion. Like, I just feel like no one really, like, takes it.
Yeah, that's what, like, PK Subban was kind of calling out the NBA. And, like, you need to do, like, a best-on-best with basketball or make the All-Star game a little bit more exciting and just try more, you know?
Yeah.
Because the whole point was that the NHL players, you know... It's not like they had time off. The final was on Thursday, and then on Saturday the Leafs
they were playing.
Played,
yeah,
and then Sunday they played. Leafs
which
had
first
back-to-back
of all, so
games.
Awkward with them in the change room together.
No, they took a plane. Marner and Matthews took a plane home together.
Well, they're friends.
No, I know, but like I know there was also a little. I don't know. This is a little fun tidbit, I guess. John Tortorella, coach of Philadelphia Flyers, and was a coach on the U.S. bench. Invited Connor McDavid, who's an Edmonton Oiler, obviously, because on his plane, on their plane, they were going with some of the Flyers players, because connecting is a Flyer, to go to the Philly game because Edmonton was playing Philly. So in Philly. So yeah. I thought that was really nice of them to offer that and kind of fun.
Sweet.
Just a fun little tidbit there.
Yeah.
And yeah. We wanted to get into Marchand.
Yeah.
The rat himself.
Because I find this funny.
He called some guy a pigeon.
Hilarious.
And the ref, I don't know if you saw it.
Don't go calling people pigeons.
Yeah.
I did see that.
That was the final straw.
That's hilarious. They
call them every name in the book.
They're punching each other in the face.
And a pigeon was pigeon, the last straw.
Well, to be fair, it's like, the last game was so dramatic and so just, like, intense that I feel like at the end, the refs were kind of just like, I just want it to be done.
Yeah.
Like, just end this. But he was giving hilarious to me.
He is. So the thing with Boston is when he plays for Boston, he's obviously he plays more. He has more ice time. So he's more physical. He's really dirty and but sneaky because he's tiny. He gets away with
it. Yeah, he's like a little
and
rat.
He's just a menace.
Yeah.
That's the best way to describe him. He's Dennis the Menace. And seeing him with Canada, obviously it's so funny as a Leafs fan myself. Just watching him, like, obviously he was so funny. He was one of the happiest guys to be there.
Everyone yeah, he was
said.
So he was excited.
Smiling. He said when, after Crosby and passes to Mitch for the OT winner in the first game, he was like, that was so much fun to watch. I'm just your biggest fan.
Literally.
Because he was on the bench watching.
Yeah.
So funny, so cute. He's just like, he gives humor, he gives personality.
Yeah.
And you love to see it. You always need a character guy in the room, and apparently Brad Marchand and Drew Doughty were the guys, and that's great.
I feel like they really opened up our eyes. But to be fair, once regular season goes back, which it has,
absolutely.
And you're a Leafs fan, you're going to hate on him again.
My favorite comments were on, like, the Brad Marchand TikToks and edits and all this was, am I a Leafs fan or a Canadiens fan, Habs fan, whatever you want to call it, reposting a Brad Marchand TikTok?
Literally.
Yes. Am I ashamed? Not right now, because he's playing for Canada, but after I will be. So, funny things like that, that in the comments people were saying. And, one of his biggest TikToks, obviously, it has to do, unfortunately, was Taylor Swift.
Okay.
I'm saying unfortunately only because she's just talked about too much. I don't like to talk about people too much. I like to give everyone else the spotlight.
Repetitive.
It's too repetitive. But anyways, they asked him what his favorite Taylor Swift songs were, and I believe he said, but one was The Archer.
Okay.
One was
that's kind of niche.
One was Welcome to New York.
Okay.
And the other one was like another one that I can't
remember. A random.
I'm sorry. It's past my memory because I don't know Taylor Swift discography in and out. Apologies to
all the Swifties out there.
All the Swifties out there and the Swifties possibly listening. Who knows? I don't think we'll get many.
I don't think there's Swifties listening. Anyways, that is a good transition.
Yeah, because now we're going to talk about the Super Bowl.
Because Taylor Swift is obviously notoriously connected to the Super Bowl.
She was shown once, by the way.
Oh, and when she was showed, she was booed.
Hilarious.
It was a thing. Like, everybody, like, knew that she was being booed. I think that... I want to talk about the Super Bowl without it being, like, a snooze fest. The Super Bowl this year was the most unsatisfying and disappointing, but also kind of happy Super Bowls.
I loved it.
Well, okay, so... My thing was, like, I wanted to see the Bills in the Super Bowl, okay, obviously.
I wanted to see Josh Allen in the Super Bowl, too.
That's I wanted to see the Lions in the Super Bowl. Like, all the underdogs I wanted to see. I don't want a repeat of an Eagles-Chiefs game. Like,
absolutely.
I'm bored, okay, great. But do I also love the Eagles because I love Saquon Barkley? I love Jalen Hurts. I love all these guys. I used to love Jason Kelce. Like, I really love the team. So, great. I'm happy for them.
Love Jason Kelce.
They absolutely dominated the Chiefs. Thank God. Because if I saw another Chiefs win, I would have lost it. But the funniest thing ever, going back to Taylor Swift, a player on the Eagles, CJ Garner-Johnson, okay, this is so funny. He was asked something about Taylor Swift, and he basically was like, I don't care about her, boo her, like, whatever. Like, they had beef, right? So Taylor Swift fans found out who his mom was. She has a small restaurant business. They started leaving bad Yelp reviews, thousands of bad Yelp reviews on her business. Thank God Google figured it out. It was fraud, whatever. Okay, like, they figured it out. But then he's seen... coming out in public after with a shirt that says Swifties can suck my balls. I don't know if I can say that. That is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I just want to say his poor mother.
Literally.
That's terrible.
All because he wanted to have beef with a pop star.
That's so funny. The shirt is hilarious.
That's hilarious. Is that not the most creative, hilarious thing you've ever
That's
heard
hilarious.
In your life? I know. I literally, oh my God, when I saw that, I could not believe that was like a thing. I also want to shout out Cooper DeJean.
Shout out to him. He played well.
My king. A pick six in your first Super Bowl as a rookie. Are you kidding? And also shout out to the Eagles because the last few minutes they put on all of their second, third line players to say that they could all play in the Super Bowl.
Very nice.
Very humble. Very cute. Not great for parlays because Saquon, Jalen Hurts didn't hit their yardages. But listen, an Eagles domination is all I wanted to see from that game.
Huge shout out to the Eagles D-line. They're amazing. Insane.
Well, they're known for having some of the best.
Yes, but especially in that, because Patrick Mahomes, right?
Yeah.
You don't know what's going to happen.
He
with
sucked.
Him. He didn't do nothing.
He threw three interceptions, one pick six. That's crazy. He literally went on to interviews after. He was like, "Yeah, that was my fault." It's like, yeah, it was your fault.
He didn't complete a pass until the third quarter.
He sucks.
It was crazy.
He had four throwing yards.
For sure, he definitely had a bad
game. That sucks.
Game.
But honestly, that was their fifth Super Bowl in a row or something stupid. And they're they had two wins in a row too.
Who
cares?
I loved it. I know it was kind of, you could say it was boring because it wasn't much back and forth. It was all Eagles domination. But I loved that because, the Chiefs won two back to back. I really wanted to see someone just completely dominate.
Blow them out, yeah.
And it happened. And I was happy to see it. Happy for the Eagles.
I'm happy for them too. And it does. The only thing is, I kind of wanted the Chiefs to win only a tiny bit because it would have excused the Bills losing to say that they lost to the best team in the league. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If the Chiefs won, then it would have been okay, the Bills
lost
you're the
a
best.
Bills fan, that's why.
Only, I just love, Josh Allen is so sweet.
I wanted Josh Allen to
so
go
sweet.
To the
Did
Super
you
Bowl.
See Haley Seinfeld talking about football and stuff?
No.
It was so funny. It was name the four teams in the AFC division. She said the Bills and their three sons. Period.
Good for her.
Period.
Love
drama.
That. She's so supportive.
Drama. That's your king. Treat him like your king.
Absolutely.
And I have to say, though, everyone's favorite part of the Super Bowl is the halftime show.
Yes.
Obvious.
It's
okay.
My favorite.
Football too, but it's a halftime show. That's why everyone pops out.
I think we're gonna have differing opinions on this. Just
so okay, actually, I kind of have a different take than I did originally.
Okay.
Because when I first watched it, I was very underwhelmed. I see Kendrick Lamar in bell bottom jeans.
Okay, that was hilarious.
I see SZA for only 3 seconds. I see Serena Williams randomly dancing there trying to diss Drake, who they've literally been broken up for years. Get over it. You're married. You have kids.
He dated SZA, too.
Get over it. Okay? Honestly, just you're a whole grown-ass woman. Get over it. But then, so I see that. I'm underwhelmed with the performance. Okay? Mm-hmm. Kendrick Lamar was boring me. I didn't love it. But then I start to see why he did what he did. The meanings behind his performance. Things about Trump. Things about going against... there were a lot of different meanings that he was trying to give, and it was trying to give,
the A minor chain was crazy.
A minor is crazy. That's crazy. And the Super Bowl is crazy. But he was trying to give, political, trying to make a stand, Katniss Everdeen, President Snow, that same vibe. And I do appreciate that, okay?
Great.
I appreciate that. Thank you. That's sweet of you to say. I appreciate that. I like the whole, political thing. I like how they were trying to make a stand against literally just Trump. Pretty much.
Absolutely.
And all the vibes. And that's hilarious to me. I don't, however, like that they were just constantly dissing Drake and that Kendrick's whole personality now is just hating on Drake.
Yeah, you need to hate on someone else or just get something.
But he wouldn't be as famous if he wasn't hating on Drake.
I know.
If he was hating on someone else, no one would care.
He has to hate on the big dog in order to get recognized.
Of course. But, listen, you had a good moment there. You had a good diss track. You won your 5 Grammys, which is kind of a joke, but whatever. Fine. Get over it, though, now.
Okay, something I want to talk to you about, because I know you went to SZA's concert. I didn't, unfortunately.
Ah, yeah.
People were saying her mic was on, her mic was off. It was... Was it a backtrack? What was it?
I don't know what it was, to be honest.
It didn't sound like she was singing live.
It didn't, though. It didn't. Okay. It was very perfect.
Okay.
Which, okay, my thing with the Super Bowl, though, is you're moving around a lot. If I'm moving around a lot, I'm out of breath. How are you supposed to sing when you're out of breath?
And Rihanna did it pregnant, by the way.
Rihanna, every time I, think back of her performance, I appreciate it more.
Absolutely.
Because I'm like, wow, what a queen. What
I do want to say, having Samuel L. Jackson,
that was sick.
Just notorious, such a figure, especially for our age.
Even the voice,
who we just love, because of obviously, oh my God, Nick Fury.
Yeah.
Can't believe that.
How are you gonna not know his name?
That name left my head for literally 0.2 of a second.
My eye patched king. Yeah.
I literally just love him. I thought that was incredible.
I did like that.
Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked the performance. I like the meaning of it now, and I like that.
It had a great, it had such meaning. I know he talked about something in a mule. Everything he did. I loved when he stopped and he said, I'm going to play their favorite song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Personally, I know something, I don't know, that you might not know about me or think that I listen to, but I love old school hardcore rap.
Yeah,
I
yeah,
think
yeah.
It's just such an impactful, meaning way
yeah,
to
like Tupac.
Get... It, absolutely. Just to get a message out there, and it's just so impactful. And I just loved the way he did it. It wasn't too flashy.
Yeah, like an homage.
Did I like the bell-bottom jeans? No. Was the A minor necklace hilarious? Yes.
Yeah.
Could I have done without it? Possibly. I mean, I am a Drake fan. I do like K-Dot, though, but
Yes.
Not as much as Drake.
My only thing is, like, I respect the, like, political view. I respect, like, the symbolism of everything. I respect all of that. But I feel like either make it about one or the other.
Absolutely.
Don't be hating on Drake and doing whatever. And, like, maybe I'm biased because, like, Canadian Drake fan, whatever. But don't be hating on Drake and then at the same time be trying to make, like, a huge political statement. Like, mm-hmm. It's kind of, like, ironic. And it's your people aren't going to take you as seriously.
Yeah, because also he's against Trump, but yet he's simultaneously almost fighting Canada in a way.
Yeah.
Because Drake is, like, I know for, like, Toronto, the six, like, he's huge.
Yeah.
But, like, he's also, like, just a figure in Canada.
It's odd. It's odd.
In general.
Yeah.
So, like, it's kind of hypocritical.
Mm-hmm. It's just kind of, like, I don't know. I just don't agree with the whole fact of, like, you're trying to get very serious and political and send a message and this and that. But then at the same time, you're calling Drake, like, a pedophile.
Mm-hmm. And also going over to one of his exes that we talked about, but Serena Williams with the Crip Walk thing.
I actually can't.
She was getting major hate for that.
Yeah.
Because
her sister was killed by a Crip.
That's insane.
I understand the whole, like, taking a stand against it and whatever, but don't do that. It's the Super Bowl. Okay? You want to diss Drake, whatever. You can diss Drake. First of all, though, get over it. Get over it. You're
a
grown woman. You are considered one of the greatest athletes of all time. You have a great legacy. Don't go and, like, ruin all your things with some, like, weird trying to diss your ex at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and what did Kendrick do? Just call her up and be like, hey, do you want to do this? Like, how did it even happen?
Well, he's like, oh, you hate Drake. Come dance for me. Okay.
He had to get her to do it? I think there's a lot more people that kind of hate Drake
people.
That could have done it better.
Probably,
but
yeah.
Anyways.
I don't know. I just think that was kind of, like, meh, like, I don't know.
And not to take it back to the Four Nations face-off, but I know we talked a little bit about this, but just politically, again, Trudeau's statement, he was there
honestly,
the game, but also after, it was so funny. You can take away something, but you can't take away our game.
That was hilarious to me. Pull it up. I actually do want to see what he actually said, because I remember seeing that after, and I was like, damn. Like, I've never really been on, like, his side with anything he says. I think he's kind of like a dummy. But when he said that, I was like, oh, period. Like, I didn't think, like, he was kind of giving, like, do not f*** with me. Okay, he said, and I quote, you can't take our country, and you can't take our game. Wow!
Round of applause to Justin Trudeau.
That is freaking impactful.
Out of all the things.
That's the funniest thing he could have said.
Honestly, good for him. I mean, I know a lot of Canadians don't agree with everything he does. That was a great statement. Great post.
There's not going to be one Canadian who didn't think he ate with that.
Absolutely. And he was at the game, too, which is even better.
He ate down.
Yeah,
he chewed the U.S. up and spit them out.
Absolutely.
That is hilarious to me. That is so funny. And that's what...
51st state, who? More like 11th province.
Literally. And that's what Kendrick was trying to give. And then he kind of just gave, like, Serena Williams hitting on Drake.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, whatever. Like, I got the vig. And I also wish that SZA had a little more time.
Absolutely.
Because don't say...
More.
Because they announced she was performing before. So don't say it's going to be Kendrick Lamar and SZA. And then give me 30 seconds of SZA. Because the Super Bowl is what? The halftime show is what? 10 minutes?
Mm-hmm. 10 to 15 minutes or something.
Give me at least 5 with SZA. Half. Give me half.
Totally agree.
Because I don't want to stare at Kendrick Lamar's little ass just like dancing around the stage for that
He's
long.
He's tiny.
Yeah, I know. That's why they had SZA like sitting so far away from him so he didn't look as bad.
That's hilarious.
I know. He's like a little guy with his bell-bottom ass jeans. I loved everybody recreating the fit.
Oh my God, on TikTok,
it's
that was
so
the funniest
funny.
Thing. And then, like, kind of walking like
yeah.
that. Yeah. So funny.
It was hilarious.
So that is it for our first episode of season 2 of Over the PA. I'm Prima.
And I'm Alex.
And we'll see you next week for another drama-packed episode.
Until next time, keep the conversation going, stay loud, and stay in the game.
This has been your latest PA announcement. Ciao for now.
Ciao for now. Damn, we ate up.